innings have gone by. We have a change in the outfield for the Cubs, a change at the plate for the Giants. I'll tell you about it here. Jim Hall goes in to play left field in place of Billy Williams. And Bob Berta will bat for Teddy Davis. Or Mike Davis, rather. Berta with four pinch hits and 11 attempts. Cubs leading 11-3. And Jenkins throws the plate and Berta takes a call strike. Here's the delivery. Berta takes low and inside. Ball one, strike one. Not a 1-1 pitch. Berta takes a slow curve for a call strike. Jenkins was ripe for the taking early in the ball game, but he is straight now. And he delivers 1-2 to Berta, who pops it up foul, out of play. Jenkins has retired 13 consecutive Giants batters. Two windup. Berta hits it on one hop to Beckert at second base, who throws to first for out number one. Bobby Taylor, who has not distinguished himself at the bat nor in the field today, will be the Giants batter. Chevron gasolines with F310 for cleaner air, better mileage. Taylor takes a call strike and it's 1-1. Pitch. Strike two, knee high on the inside corner, a call strike. Now the 1-2 delivery. Taylor pops it foul, getting an inside pitch and fouling to the left side. And we're ready for the 1-2 delivery to Bob Taylor. And here's the pitch. Bounded wide of third base to Kessinger at short. Just a wheel. As he fires at the first base in time. And Ron Hunt will be the Giants batter. Pitch to Hunt is strike one, called on the inside corner. Mike Johnson will follow. Top of the eighth inning. The pitch, strike two, called on the inside. The Cubs leading 11-3. Jenkins delivers. Hunt swings and misses strike three. And the side is retired. 16 in a row for Jenkins. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score 11-3 in favor of Chicago. Jim Hickman standing in. And McMahon winds and throws, and Hickman takes high for ball one. As it was a good place to look at Mike Davidson, it's also a good place for McMahon to break back into the wars. He throws high and inside for ball two. Two and oh the count. McMahon delivers to Hickman. There's a swing and a line drive to left field. Taylor falls back. The ball bounces off the left field fence. Oh, Bobby's having a terrible day. The ball was hit right at him, chest high, and he fell down. Ghost is a double for Hickman. Well, you know, the Giants will probably play a great game tomorrow. They're getting enough bad baseball out of their systems today. Four hits for Jim Hickman. The batter will be Johnny Callis. A left-handed hitter. The pitch to Callison, high for ball one. McMahon throws again. Callison swings and belts it foul. Beat to right field. Count. Now the pitch. Callison swings on a breaking pitch that was low and outside, but it makes it a strike, and it's 1-2. Don McMahon ready. Now throws. Callison picks high and away. Ball two. Now the 2-2 delivery, high and away, ball three, 3-2. Chicago 11, the Giants 3. Giants were behind 4-0 in the first inning. Made it 4-3 before errors and Cubs hits forced Maris shell out of the game. 3-2 pitch to Callison, swung on, popped up high. Playable, I believe, down the right field line, and it drifts back into the seat. No, for what is grabbed it out of the seats. He received help from the fans down there who didn't interfere with him. What is made a fine catch and through the third base to hold Hickman at second, and Ron Santo will be the batter. Home run in the sixth inning of Reber. It's only his fifth of the year. They owe him a lot of home runs. One down, bottom of the eighth. McMahon delivers. Mano half swings. Bows it to the right side. McMahon throws. High and outside for a ball, 1-1. And the 1-1 stretch, the pitch. Santo bounds it to Hunt. Deep at third. He throws low to first base off the back of the dummy. Here comes Hicks in the third. Hunt. The Giants' fourth error. And there have been a couple that the generous Chicago Cubs scorer has called base hits for the Cubs that could have been gone the other way. Santo at first, Hickman at third, Jack Hyatt the batter. McMahon delivers to Hyatt, a curve for a foul strike. The 0-1 delivery to Hyatt, outside. And it's a ball for 1-1. Thank you. pitch to Hyatt. One run, club to center field, base hit. One run scored. Sato goes to third. Everybody's doing it. To three, Chicago. Cleo James will be the batter. The Cubs now with 16 hits, equaling their high for the year. Cleo James, the batter, with runners at first and third. McMahon ready, throws to James. Strike call. Paid attendance, 21,961. With the ladies in the house, the total is 29,125. McMahon with a count of strike one. Throw. James Swain smacks it foul. Past the third base bag and on down into the left field corner. McMahon ready to throw. He delivers. High for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Fans yelling, Lee Waller hit the delivery. Low and outside. Ball two and strike two. Jerry Johnson throwing in the bullpen. Now the 2-2 delivery to Cleo James. Swung on, doubled to Fawadi, to Heist for one. Back to first double play. Side is retired. One run for Chicago on two hits. One Giants error. One left on. And going to the top of the ninth inning to score the ball game is 12-3 Chicago. Leo DeRocher's brought in some of his shock troops, the all-around utility great ball player, Paul Popovich, will play shortstop. Bill Gagliano, acquired from the Cardinals, at second, and wonderful Willie Smith is at first. The Giants will send up Frank Johnson, Willie McCovey, and Ken Hendricks. Hyatt puts the ball down to second base. Frank Johnson will bat for his first time today. Here's the pitch. There's a call strike. The next delivery, Johnson backs away from the Hummer inside. Jenkins has retired 16 consecutive batters. He throws. Johnson pops it up high and playable. Hyatt looking for it near the stands. Jack has it for out number one. And Willie McCovey will be the Giants batter. McCovey is the last man to get a hit off Jenkins. There's a take for a foul strike. McCovey bluffing the bunt. Here's the next delivery. McCovey swings, pops it high, foul. Not playable. Count is two strikes. And Vic Ferguson Jenkins, looking in at McCovey, delivers to the plate. High and outside for a ball. 12-3, Chicago. Jenkins pours in the next delivery. McCovey checks, swings, and fouls it off. That baseball is going to be inspected by Nick Pelosi. Ferguson Jenkins into the windup to pitch. McCovey takes high and away. Ball two and strike two. Still and two the count, the delivery. McCovey checks on ball three outside. The 3-2 delivery. McCovey golfs it foul back to the stand. Jenkins winds and throws. McCovey walks, and he becomes the first base runner since the Giants' third. The batter will be Kenny Henderson. The Giants have only four hits. The Cubs have 16. Here's the pitch. Call strike. Now, Jenkins had retired 17 in a row until McCovey got the base on balls. The next delivery to Henderson is low for a ball on the count of 1-1. Dick Dietz will follow. Now the 1-1 pitch to Henderson. Low and outside, ball two. On the count. The delivery. Henderson takes ball three. 3-1. Stretch. The pitch. Ball four high. The Giants have runners at first and second, and Deets will be the batter. Deets has doubled and struck out swinging twice. Right-handed hitter Dick Deets with Tito Fuentes to follow. Seeing that maybe Jenkins is getting tired and not wanting to hurt his pitcher, Leo DeRocher has bullpen activity. The pitch is high for ball one. McCovey at second, Henderson at first. And the stretch, the delivery. Inside to Deets for ball two. Colburn is throwing in the bullpen. The 2-0 pitch to deep. Strike call on the inside. Boy, it's great to see so many people out to a ball game. We should have big crowds tomorrow and Sunday also. Probably bigger than today, paid admission-wise. The pitch. Deets checks. It's low for ball three. Three balls and a strike. Ferguson Jenkins throws to Deets. High, ball four. He's loaded the bases. And Fuentes will be the batter. McCovey comes to third. Henderson goes to second. Deets is on at first. Colosi rubs up a new baseball and delivers it to Ferguson Jenkins. He'd be out of there if it were not for this big Cub lead of 9 runs. Fuentes is a single home 1 run. Takes high for ball 1. One man down. Giants trying to put on a rally here. Jenkins throws. Low for ball two. Doing all the count. And here's the pitch. Strike on the inside. Looks at Ozzie Virgil coaching at third. Bob Heiss will be up next. Davenport is picked to bat. Now the pitch. Tito swings, finds it foul into the left field corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Even up at 2-2. Fergie Jenkins on the mound. Now the right-hander delivers to Fuentes. There's a slow tap to Santo, who goes to first base. And Fuentes, I believe, beat it out. I'm trying to get the call. Safe at first base. It's a base hit. Fuentes gets the single. It's now 12-4. And Bob Heiss will be the batter. Henderson is at third. McCovey scored. Deets is at second. Fuentes is at first. And Bob Heiss, who has not hit today, will be the batter. Jenkins delivers to Heiss. Ball one, low and outside. Leo LaRouche is not noted for his patience. He's playing a long time with Jenkins, even with an 8-run lead. Here's the windup and pitch to Bob Heiss, low for ball two. Two and oh. Now the 2-0 delivery. There's a strike call on the inside corner. No one pitch to Heiss. Swung on, bounded into off the glove of Santo. All hands are safe. Henderson scores. It's now 12-5. It's a base hit. All right. Jimmy Davenport will be a pinch hitter. Pitching coach Joe Becker goes out to the mound. From Santa Paula, California, is only in his third year of professional baseball. Proved to be one of the vital cogs in the Tacoma Cubs championship team in the Pacific Coast League. C-O-L-B-O-R-N. He was the top pitcher in the Coast League with an earned run average of .228. But he was the winning pitcher for Tacoma in the deciding game of the league playoffs. He played in Cappy Hirata's town, Lodi, 1967, San Antonio and Lodi in 1968, and Tacoma, 1969, where he won 8 and lost 7, had 1 appearance, 1 win, and no losses with the Cubs, with an earned run average of 3 even. And now what has he done this year? He is 2-0 with Chicago. He's worked 24 and a third innings. Has an earned run average of 1.87. He will face Jimmy Davenport. Batting for Don McMahon. The score 12-5. Dietz at third. Fuentes at second. Tito has driven in 2 runs today. Heist at first. The pitch to Davenport. Pins him out of there, 4-1. Davenport at 258. The next delivery, strike call. Well, Gary is throwing in the ball in the bullpen along with Decker. Davenport lines a base hit to right field. 2 runs come in to score. Heist goes to third, and this is the craziest ball game you've ever seen. It's now 12-7? No, 12-6. Well, 2 runs are in before, 12-7. Scoreboard is not giving the Giants enough runs for the inning. They've got 4 in. Bobby Taylor will be the batter. Here's the stretch by Colburn, the pitch to Taylor. A foul strike. Taylor and Colburn undoubtedly faced each other last year in the Coast League. Now Phil Regan is up throwing in the bullpen. One down, runners at first and third. The stretch, the pitch. Dribbled foul down the third baseline for strike 2. Four runs in, 12-7 Chicago. One out. Bobby Taylor the hitter. Davenport at first. Bob Heiss at third. Now the pitch to Taylor. Swung on and slashed foul to the left side. Two strikes to this left-handed batter. Colburn delivers. Taylor takes low for a ball. A count 1-2. The Cubs back in double play position. Davenport leads. Colburn throws to Taylor. There's a swing and a bouncer towards second base, picked up by Gagliano, thrown to first. It was off the glove of Colburn. That almost went through to center field. Davenport safe at second. Heiss scores the Giants' fifth run. And it's now 12-8 in favor of Chicago with Ron Hunt the batter. Colburn deflected that one just enough for Gagliano to make the play. Ron Hunt will be at the plate. And Frank Johnson will follow. Colburn throws to Hunt. Strike call on the inside. Frank Johnson will follow. Giants trail by four. The stretch, the pitch. Hunt swings, bounce at DeSanto. Should be the ball game. And it is. Hunt is out at first base, and the final score is 12-8. Chicago, the Giants, 8 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors, and the Chicago Cubs, 12 runs, 16 hits, and no errors. Chicago wins it 12-8. Marischal is the losing pitcher. Ferguson Jenkins is the winner. Now this is Russ Hodges for Lon Simmons and Bill Thompson, reminding you to stay tuned for the Giants Clubhouse, which follows. And inviting you to be back with us tomorrow for the Giant Cubs game from Chicago. Broadcast time 10:55 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Our engineers, Rich Smalley and Walt Lee. And the final score, 12-8 in favor of Chicago.